USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipments of a COVID vaccine are expected to head out the door on Sunday. Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine received an emergency use approval from the FDA on Friday and added the support of the CDC on Saturday. Officials with Operation Warp Speed say the first doses should reach 145 locations across the country by Monday. So with vaccinations set to begin, how long before the virus is under control? Dr. Ugar Sahin is the chairman of Pfizer's vaccine research partner, BioNTech. He tells Fox News that with these vaccines, it should only take a matter of months to get the pandemic under control.
We know that we have a solution, and we know that we can produce many doses of vaccines, and we know that there will be also other vaccines which have shown efficacy. And therefore people, we should be confident that we will be able to control this disease and the pandemic latest end of next summer.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
A Florida congressman is weighing in on his colleague's involvement with an alleged Chinese spy. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
California Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell began a relationship with a woman suspected of being a Chinese spy. The accused spy, Christine Fang, helped raise money for his 2014 congressional reelection campaign and recruited at least one intern for his office. Republican Congressman from Florida Michael Walls tells Fox News this is only the beginning.
Look, this is the tip of the iceberg at this point. I spent a year on the China Task Force, and it is in our universities, students, it's research institutions. We really need to get a handle on this.
Crowds gathered in Washington, D.C. Saturday as supporters of President Trump protested the results of the presidential election. Six people were arrested during the mostly peaceful protests. President Trump acknowledged the crowds Saturday morning, driving by the protests in his motorcade. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Officials are asking protesters to stand down in Portland, Oregon, as they surround a house. Kenneth Burns with the details from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Portland's police chief Friday asked protesters to clear the streets around a barricaded home that was owned by a black and indigenous family before it was allegedly taken through predatory lending practices. Sheriff's deputies swooped into the disputed home Tuesday and arrested several people, mostly for trespassing. Activists arrived on the scene, confronting law enforcement officers who retreated. The activists have erected barricades around the house. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
In top 25 college football action on Saturday, number one Alabama cruised into the SEC championship with a 52-3 beating of Arkansas. They'll take on number six Florida next weekend. However, the Gators were upset by LSU 37-34. Number nine Georgia beat number 25 Missouri 49-14. Number 17 North Carolina rolled number 10 Miami 62-26. Number 13, Coastal Carolina survived a scare at Troy, coming away with a 42-38 win. Number 14, Northwestern finished off Illinois 28-10. The Wildcats now go on to the Big Ten Championship to face number 4, Ohio State, whose rivalry game with Michigan was canceled this week. Utah upset number 21, Colorado, 38-21. The Buffaloes' loss clinches a spot in the Pac-12 title game for number 15, USC. And Army shut out Navy 15-0. It was the first time since 1943 that the game was played at West Point, having been moved from its traditional home in Philadelphia. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.